Okay, I'm here at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco, and with me today is a special guest. How about you introduce yourself?
Hi, sorry. I'm Oliver. I'm a programmer at Gomer Games.
And what game have you worked on?
We're working on the game called A Story About My Uncle. It's a first-person adventure platformer where you play as a young boy who's lost in this mystic world looking for his lost uncle.
And so it's a 3D game, like more of a, I'm looking at it right now, so it's more of a 3D exploration game, right?
Yes, exactly.
And what inspired you to make this game?
It actually started off as a student project, like 10-week project, where we had an assignment to make a first-person game without violence in the Unreal Engine.
So you're using Unreal to develop this, or?
Yeah.
And so from that 10-week project, what inspired you to continue?
Like, we got a lot of good feedback, like tons of people really liked it. We had like tens of thousands downloads from the first demo. So this summer we picked it up again and like pitched it to Coffstein and they liked it. So now we're making it bigger and better.
So what would you say is unique about this game as a first person exploration game versus other types of first person?
We think we have really nailed the movement system in this game. Like, it's really solid, and the grappling is always fun.
So, what were some of the challenges with the movement system? Why do you feel that your system is really smooth compared to others?
I think we have really made a good way to lead the player towards where he's going. Like, we don't think that people get lost so often, and we really like that people get a sense of flow when they play the game.
So when is this game going to get released?
We're releasing it on Steam this summer.
And do you have pricing and all that already, or is that to be determined?
To be determined.
And I guess for other indie game developers out there, why'd you decide on Steam versus, say, going to mobile? Because it seems like for a lot of smaller game developers, mobile seems like what's going on.
Yeah.
I know Steam is somewhat popular, but...
In this case, we really wanted to make a PC game. Like, we think that's the correct platform for our game. But mobile works too, of course. But for our game, we liked it, Steam.
And have you already started focusing on your next game, or are you going to focus on this one?
We're going to focus on this one till it's done.
And what have been, I guess, the top three game design lessons that you've taken as you've worked on this project? I guess, you know, interesting either changes or perspectives that you've had given as you've gotten feedback.
Sure. Like I said earlier, like leading the player, that's been a very important lesson for us. Like, we have these markers which show where your uncle has been before, which is a good way of leading the player. Like,
sure.
Really focusing on leading the player in a good way, so he doesn't feel lost.
And well, the thing is, the markers are one part of it, but is that really going to lead the player into where they have to go immediately next, or how are you balancing that?
We're doing that, and also balancing it with the different lighting in the map and that kind of thing. So it's just not just the markers. Like, we're focusing on a lot of areas for leading the player.
Are there any other game design areas that you've also innovated or learned from?
I guess you can point out that it's a non-violent game, like there's no violence, and it's something you can consider when you're designing a game. Like, is it possible to do this without violence? Because that opens a whole new area for people who are looking for non-violent games.
So I guess, you know, when you think about non-violent games, what do you have a heuristic? Like, I don't know. How do you approach coming up with a non-violent game that you think will actually also be appealing?
I'm not sure. Like, we're trying to make it very story-driven. So we have a story which is inspired from Disney movies and such. Like, we think that's an important part, of course. And like, focus on areas which are in violent games and such, or other non-violent games, which has been fun, and making something new out of it.
And where can listeners find out more information about the game, maybe keep up on a blog or see?
They can go to our website, gonnorthgames.com, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter.
Okay, so Gone North Games, GONENORTHGAMES.com.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.